All right, guys, welcome to Texans Bets. I am James. I'm joined by the one and only K-Dog, Kyle from Texans Bets, the lead writer for Texans Unfiltered betting on the website and also for just Texans in general when it comes to the gambling side of things. Kyle, what's going on? How was your Christmas, your New Year's, all that good stuff?
It was great, man. I mean, you know, just trying to regroup here before the playoffs so I can not blow through my my betting allotment. You know, watching some bowl games, getting really excited about the NBA. I think I spilled the beans earlier on the season that I'm a Spurs fan. I'm not really a super fan though. I like the NBA quite a bit, so I watch and bet on all the games, which is different. James and I were just talking off mic that betting on the NBA is completely different than the NFL, just because there's action every single night. So you're kind of in it to win it. Like you're just putting action every single night and trying to, you know, hold to your principles, have a couple of rules that you bet by. But then, you know, I also like to bet games that I'll actually watch. So, you know, if there's a marquee matchup, I'll bet it, even if it's, I don't love the numbers. I'll just, you know, put a dime on it just to make sure that I'm compelled action wise. But yeah, I had a great Christmas, great New Year. Thanks for asking. How about you?
Yeah, no, it was nice. It was a very, very good Christmas. We had a great New Year's. We did a fancy dinner with my closest friends, couple friend, and outside of you and Becky, who, by the way, Jackie is dying to get back together with Becky and have dinner. So just need to put that on the thing. But yeah, I bought a brand new suit, and we did like this little fancy fake Chris or New Year's Eve thing. So it was fun. It was great.
I haven't worn a suit since February.
I haven't worn a suit in like 2 years, and I've never actually owned my own suit. I've always either just rented or went to Goodwill for something. And I went and bought one. It was great. It was a fun little time. So that was always awesome. But yeah, no, so it's great. We unfortunately as Texans fans have no interest in looking towards the playoffs as much as you do. So you're in a different realm than most Texans fans, but it's been an interesting season. I think that's what this podcast is really going to be about, is just kind of recapping our season bets, give you a little bit of kind of an update on Texans bets and where we'll be moving forward. Yep. As we'll be here for next year. And then we're also looking to do some things in the off season, probably do some NBA stuff. So we might just have a bets, a gambling podcast throughout the off season. We don't know what it looks like yet. So just keep your eyes peeled. If you're subscribed to Texans Unfiltered podcast, you'll be able to also get the feed from our podcast as well. So, but yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with that being said, I think we should probably get into what our season long bets were.
Yeah.
And what those look like. You know, we hit on a couple. This was probably we were more successful at the season long than we were on a week to week basis.
Yeah. You know, and I'll take it, but you know, so I'll do a couple of things. We'll talk about we had four season long bets. We won two of the four. Now, one of the four was a long shot. If you recall, it was David Johnson to win the rushing title, which, as you pointed out a second ago, right off of Mike, James, if he had run, all season like he did last week, it wasn't out of the question. I mean, you know, the guy was basically an MVP like 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, this was not out of the question, I think, even at the beginning of the season. But let's just review those bets. So we had David Johnson rushing title, didn't work, but we knew that was a huge long shot, and I think it was even something like bet $5 to win 800 or something. I mean, it was nuts. So none of us ever thought that was a real bet. So of the three that we thought were, I thought were pretty good bets, we had the Texans to be over 7.5 wins, so eight wins or more for the season. That obviously did not hit. There's no use to your point, like crying in our beer over that. You guys have talked enough about the season, and I'm not really knowledgeable enough about the ins and outs to understand like exactly what happened, but it was disappointing. We think we can agree on that. But there were obviously highlights, and individual performers were highlights. And the two that we picked were both winners. So we picked Deshaun Watson to go over 4,050 and a half yards. So 40-50. And he's now nearly at 4,500. So he blew that out of the water. He's at 4,487. We also had Brandon Cooks, so that was passing yards for Watson. We had Brandon Cooks at 849.5 receiving yards for the season. He's already at 989, and he'll almost surely get to 1,000 yards for the season. So he's had a great season too. And we all knew that he had it in him. So, you know, I think we should be proud and feel good about those bets. Hopefully everybody put those bets in and they'll pay out after today. You know, those bets should hit your books right after today. And, you know, they're all, we sunk those money that money in, you know, 17 weeks ago. So I'm guessing that probably none of you had counted on that money coming in. So hopefully it'll be a little belated Christmas present or Hanukkah present or New Year's gift for folks that did put those bets in. So yeah, I feel pretty good about the season bets. And I think that, you know, focusing on individual performers and, you know, the actual players and athletes as opposed to the team is probably the right outlook that we should all have, at least until we get into rebuilding in the offseason mode. Don't you agree?
Yeah, no, I would agree. I'll also say this. I went off the reservation a little bit after week four when Bill O'Brien was fired and placed a $100 bet on the Texans winning the division after being 0-4. And I'm not winning that back. So, but yeah, I mean, when you look back, I mean, Brandon Cook's great season. You know, the chemistry is there with Sean. You know, Sean had a great year. It's really sad when you look and consider the record and where the Texans are at, given what he's done statistically. Brett set the franchise record for most touchdowns in a season, has a good chance of being the number one passing yards in Texans jersey as a quarterback in a season. So great season, just didn't equate to the wins that you would like as a fan. But, you know, it's been fun when you look at it from a betting perspective. It kind of makes the games a little bit more interesting, which I think is kind of really how this podcast is kind of offset. Some of the other things that were going on within the organization is it made the season a little bit more fun for listeners, as you guys had other areas that you guys could focus on and find ways to, you know, make the individual games a little bit more fun, knowing that you were out of the playoffs, you know, 8 weeks ago. So, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, we hit on two pretty big ones, and, you know, I don't think that I don't think anybody would have expected that the Texans would be under 7.5 wins. You know, I think that was a pretty safe bet at the beginning of the year when you have Deshaun Watson. But, you know, history would tell us, based on the Texans' records over the last 4 years, that, you know, I believe it was Football Outsiders that said that the Texans have won the most one possession games in the league over the last 4 years, and that streak couldn't continue. And if you look at it this year, that's exactly what happened to them. They're losing the one score games.
It's 50-50 games. They don't come onto the Texans side.
Right. So, yeah. You know, it's just interesting how the league catches up. But, yeah, I mean, we hit on the two biggest ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about this week, week 17. I'm not going to even bother putting in a – bother's wrong word. I'm not going to put a Texans bet in, just in probably honor of kind of moving on to next season. But I do, if for those of you craving a little crack hit for of action, I do like all four of the teams that really need to win this week. I like them all to against the spread. So Miami, Dallas, Chicago, and Indiana. I'll definitely put a four game parlay on those. You know, against the spread again. Miami, Dallas, Chicago, and Indiana. You know, not all of them are favorites. But I think, you know, so I wouldn't advise the money line. But just, you know, take the points, take those four teams, and let's be competitive. I also like what I like to call the Dallas Cowboys to make the playoffs parlay, which is the Cowboys on the money line and the Eagles on the money line. Parlay those two together. You know, is if my math is right, if the Cowboys win and the Redskins lose by dint of getting beaten by the Eagles, then the Cowboys, believe it or not, win the NFC East. That's something. So, you know, if you're an NFC East fan, if you're you know, a Cowboys fan, if you hate the Redskins or the Washington team to be named later, you know, but I like that parlay. But I actually like it. You know, it just in you know, even if I think I was trying to be pretty objective, and I still like that. I still bet that. So, you know, those are just two picks for you. You know, let me thank a few people, because there, you know, I have an email address, Kyle@TexansUnfiltered.com. You know, James mentioned, you know, we're trying to retool or think about what the offseason looks like for Texans bets, what the next season looks like for Texans bets. You know, as you all know, you know, James is taking a step back from a lot of the things he's doing with Texans Unfiltered. But, you know, I'm happy to entertain any ideas. So if people like this podcast, if they like it or wanted to go in a slightly different direction, if they don't like the conceit of having to pick or trying to pick a pro Texans bet every week, but you have another idea, let me know. You know, hit me up on Texans at Kyle@TexansUnfiltered.com. But just let me go down a quick list, if you indulge me for a second. So folks that texted me, folks that emailed me, you got Cincinnati Rob, Westchester Mark, Sweet William Paca, Dan the Denver Donkey, Smoothness, Preacher Matt, Chicken Wing Todd, Pussy Reed, and the whole 4102 crew. That's my crew from college, and I just basically made them listen. But thanks, guys, for listening. And remember, if you ever talk about to anybody what we saw and did in March of 1998, I will end you. So just a warning to those guys. I just need to always say that every time I mention those guys, because it was pretty serious. Okay, so just moving on. I'm just fucking. There's nothing.
I'm now interested in the story.
People died, lives were ruined, but we had a good time in college. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what the options are. I mean, James and I are both huge NBA fans. If you guys are interested in the NBA, we could make it a Houston focused NBA pod. I would prefer, to be honest with you, to broaden it out a little bit more than that. I don't know if I want to talk Rockets.
Yeah, I don't know, for 20 minutes.
Yeah. So I'd rather be more of a general purpose NBA pod. If you all are interested, we could just do a kind of spot pods around big events. You know, talk about NBA season, talk about some of the big sporting events like the, I don't know, Golf Masters. You could look at the season odds for the for baseball. All those things that, honestly, as a gambler and probably a degenerate gambler at this point, things that I do anyway, I would think about and talk about and calculate odds on all those things anyway. So if anybody wants to hear kind of the result of all of that, you know, gnashing of gears in my brain, or the brain of, you know, the buddies that I talk to about this all the time, I'm happy to just do a quick podcast every once in a while to get those thoughts out. But yeah, any ideas you might have, any thoughts, feedback, Kyle@TexansUnfiltered.com.
We're not doing NASCAR though.
No, why not? I mean, just you got to do the Daytona. I'm just kidding. I mean, I bet on everything though. So just,
I know
full,
you do.
Full disclosure. I've got like an ungodly amount on a fucking Premier League today. So, you know, and half the time I don't even watch those games. Like that's when you know you're a real degenerate. You're like, fuck, I have a, you know, $50 bet on a game that I forgot to watch. Yeah. If you ever say those words either inside your brain or, you know, verbally, you know, you probably want to take a deep, hard look in the mirror. I do all the time and I don't mind what I see, but you know, maybe you will.
Yeah. And I mean, just any ideas that you guys have for Texans bets, you know, it doesn't need to be Texan centric, doesn't need to be, you know, Houston centric. If there's other areas, other things that you guys would like us to talk about in the gambling realm, let us know. We're open to those conversations. I can do golf. I can do NBA. I can't do baseball. There's just too much. And then obviously we can do NFL playoffs and things like that during, you know, the next month or two. So just kind of keep us in mind, shoot Kyle an email, let us know what you're looking for. And then, you know, we're pretty smart guys. We're able to figure things out, so we can put together an entertaining 20 to 30 minute podcast about anything, I believe. So we can definitely do gambling. So let us know. Thank you guys for checking us out this year. Thanks for just giving us an opportunity to grow with you guys and hopefully make you some money. While also, we do know that we lost you some money.
But, there's always next year. There's always next week. Always tomorrow, next week, next year. You got to have
a new year.
Got to have a gambler's hope. A gambler's hope. That's
all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for. So with that being said, I'm James. That's Kyle. We're signing off for this week. If you guys have anything, just send it to Kyle at Kyle@TexansUnfiltered. We appreciate you guys this week, especially this year. Especially everybody that emailed Kyle and asked for some advice and insight into what he was doing. With that being said, I'm James signing off for Texans Bets. Kyle, anything you want to end with?
All right, good luck.
Good luck.